Hello, welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Bonnie Gregory, and today, for the few minutes that I have with you, I want to share with you some God's Word and some encouragement and maybe bring a little joy into your heart. Father, touch all of my listeners today. If there's one of the sound of my voice that's not born again, I ask that, Lord, right now you deal with them and let them know that they must be born again. And the only way into you, God the Father, is through Jesus Christ, your Son. Make that real. Make that known in the hearts and lives of men and women. And I thank you for salvation in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, we live in a world of t-shirts and bumper stickers. Everybody's got sayings on the cars and sayings on the t-shirts. But I saw a bumper sticker the other day that really, it stuck out in my heart. And I want to share it with you. On the back of the car, and that bumper sticker, it read this: take my advice, I'm not using it. How many of you know people like that? Take my advice, I'm not using it. You know, in Jeremiah 32, verse 33, it says, thou turned unto me the back and not the face. And God was speaking here saying, you know, I gave you some advice. I tried to warn you. He was talking to his people and said, I tried to tell you right from wrong, but you wouldn't hear me. I just had to turn my back on you. Have you ever tried to tell somebody something? And I'm speaking to you. You parents know what I'm talking about. How many times have you tried to tell your children some advice? But it's bad when we don't even receive the advice ourselves. That bumper sticker said, take my advice, I'm not using it. How many times has people come up to you and tried to tell you to do the right thing? How many times has people tried to come up and tell you things? How many times have you said this in your life? And I'll say this to the most of the older people: if I knew then what I know now. How many times have you said that? If I knew then what I know now, my life would be different. Listen, you don't have to be one of them people as you get older saying that. If you'll take good sound advice now, it can spare you a whole lot of trouble on down the road. It can help you a whole lot down the road. A truck driver friend of ours was training a young driver, and he told him, he said, now in the part of the country we're in now, they were going through the desert, he said, for whatever you do, don't pull off on the side of the road, because that sand will fool you, and if you pull this heavy rig off on the side of the road, you're going to go all the way down, and we'll have to have a wrecker to pull us out. Don't do it. So the guy, he said, he got in a sleeper and went to sleep, and the student driver was driving, and all of a sudden he felt a thump thump, and he got up and looked, and guess what happened? That student driver had done exactly what he was told not to do. He pulled off on the side of the road, and his big rig fell through, and they had to have a wrecker to pull him out. Now, if that guy had just listened to some sound advice, it could have saved a lot of damage to the equipment and sure saved a whole lot from the pocketbook. Some of you today, you've heard God's Word over and over and over and over. And God has tried to teach you. God has tried to train you. But you won't take the advice. And your life is a mess. Your heart's a mess. If you'll just take time to listen to the counsel of God. And the way to start that is get yourself up and get in church. Some of you have made excuses to stay out of the house of God. I think they're making an excuse book somewhere. I can't do it. I can't go to it. And I can't. Listen, you need to be in the house of God. God's Word is faithful. God's Word is true. And if we'll take God's Word and apply it to our hearts, that's the reason our country is in the condition that it's in. Because it has rejected God's Word and God's advice. God tells us how to live. God tells us how to prosper. God tells us how to have victory over our enemies. God tells us how to have financial blessings. God tells us how to raise our children to be good people and to raise them to be good citizens. But our country has rejected sound advice. Don't be one of those that rejects sound advice. Don't reject God's Word, but hear it with the intent to obey it. Hear it with the intent to obey it. Have a blessed day in the Lord, and I pray today that you'll take sound advice and that you'll be good to one another and let God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, and may God bless you this day abundantly, I pray. Thank you again for listening.